This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the dazzling, undisputed, and just simply delightful star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, you know, when you send kids to school, you hope that they actually have a accurate textbook. And you and I both live in Virginia, and yeah. I don't know if you have any kids in school. I don't. But, you know, there's a big controversy going on now about some less than convincing facts going on in some of these Virginia textbooks, including not knowing the year that World War I started, the year that the War of the American Revolution started. They can't spell things like amendment or secession. You know, a lot of confidence-inspiring activity going on here.
Yeah, I mean, not even having spell check is really, that's just the minimum, isn't it?
You would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of talk this week about raising the rhetoric and being more civil in our debates. And so I am here today to admit that I live in Virginia and that at one point, way back, I made fun of Texas for their school books.
Uh-huh.
In a song that the Capitol Steps did. And so I'm here today to say, look, okay, this is me saying we're no better, but let's play the Texas song just to remind ourselves.
Yes, with... Leading off this selection, the Capitol Steps' favorite Texan of all time. Here we go.
That's right.
My fellow Americans, it is I, George W. Bush, and the Texas State School Board has asked me to verify the accuracy of their new history books, which some have said contain several miscontraceptives. Apparently, one of the theories in the books is that the extinction of the dinosaurs was blamed on the fact that they were late arriving to Noah's Ark. That just doesn't seem likely. Although you got to figure, with those stumpy little T-Rex arms, it'd be kind of hard to look at your watch. Stumpy. But I figured I'd verify the accuracy by reading a little bit to you, and we can all decide for ourselves. Okay? If I can just figure out how to open this thing. Oh, there we go. Well, this fella knows that Texas has a great legacy, and now they've changed their school books to rewrite history. There's no debate, it is the state that made George W. And if that was your claim to fame, you'd throw your books out too. Well, everybody knows that Texas won independence from Canada and Norway in 1693, when the father of our country, Rush Limbaugh was his name, chopped a cherry tree, he said with glee, the liberals were to blame. Well, Ronald Reagan was our hero, San Antonio he showed how to eat their apple pie, remember the a la mode. And universal coverage for gun care is complete. Not only do you have the right to bear arms, but bare feet. We put church and state together so close that they could touch. And country music matters, NASCAR twice as much. There are no Reds in Texas unless you count our necks. And someday all our textbooks will be written by Glenn Beck. America.
Oh, Elena. The Capitol Steps going to come out with a textbook? I think that'd be kind of interesting.
We actually came out with a book on our 20th anniversary, and this year is our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
We started in 1981. Yep.
Wow. 30 years for the Capitol Steps.
Yeah. The big 3-0. We don't trust ourselves now.
Wow, a little political water under the bridge in that time. But probably not more interesting than it is right now.
That's true. That's true. We're actually headed for Chicago next week. We're going to go out and we've got to break out our Rahm Emanuel song, to You Do Rahm, 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 You Do Rahm, Rahm.
That's true. A big Chicago mayor race coming up soon.
That's right.
My question to you is, you know, are you finding words that rhyme with, what, Gingrich, Pawlenty? I mean, these are not exactly easy rhyming names that are going to be on the, the front pages pretty soon.
You're right, and it's going to be a huge mob of people, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's like almost now. I hear Donald Trump. I mean, it's going to be a large group that we're going to have to pick and choose from, huh?
Yeah, that usually is the case when there's an incumbent, and when there's not an incumbent like 2008 who can't run again. You know, you get that huge field on both sides, and it's just completely crazy. So yeah. I'm sure you guys are licking your chops for this one.
We sure are.
Excellent. Well, Elena, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And you can learn more about what they do and get their latest CDs at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.